If you have to make the painful decision to put a loved one into a home, how do you go about making that choice? Families of Australians going into nursing homes say the data they need are shrouded in bureaucracy and only released once every 3 years. The agency responsible for accrediting nursing homes has conceded that the system is failing some people. Now it's promising new changes to hold aged care providers to account. Bridget Judd reports.
When Bella placed her 89-year-old mother into aged care, she expected just that, care.
From there, the torture started. She was on her walker and the walker broke and her leg broke. And they said, oh, she's fine. Anyway, 3 days later, they conceded it was broken. I would go in every day and sit there for hours because I just didn't trust them.
She's far from alone. Over the past 12 months, the Aged Care Complaints Commissioner has responded to about 4,000 complaints. But it's the lack of transparency around these complaints and similar data that has consumer groups and aged care advocates concerned. Linda Saltarelli from consumer group Aged Care Crisis explains.
The Australian Aged Care Quality Agency, they're the official body that credit nursing homes across Australia. Every home attracts what's called a cyclical audit, and these audits are performed once every 3 years to maintain the home's licence. Whilst there are many other visits that occur at nursing homes across Australia, the results of those visits are never published or publicly made available.
In Bella's case, despite an internal investigation into the facility and subsequent sackings and resignations, the issue was not included in the nursing home's accreditation report. That was due to a technicality which allowed the nursing home to leave it out. Linda Saltarelli says this kind of information is what families need to make an informed decision.
From what we know and from what we've seen, the information contained in the publicly available reports as opposed to the confidential or unpublished reports in some cases can be vastly different.
The information black hole has prompted calls for a public register so that complaints can be recorded against a nursing home. Council of the Ageing Chief Executive Ian Yates says it puts power back in the hands of loved ones.
What we know then is that by and large the ones that go through to the government's now independent complaint service are ones that haven't been able to be resolved or people didn't feel safe enough raising them within a facility. And I think that's important information. It's about getting patterns. It's about understanding that there might be a systemic issue.
The Australian Aged Care Quality Agency is responsible for accrediting aged care providers and maintains any information that affects a nursing home's licence will be made publicly available. Chief Executive Nick Ryan concedes that might not be enough peace of mind for some people and says the agency will begin including the first-hand experiences of residents in future accreditation reports to bring it more in line with other industries.
At the moment, whilst we gather information, we don't group it in a way that provides, if you like, the top 10 outcomes. So that's what we're going to be doing is what intending residents and consumers want to know is not just is it good care, they want to know what's it really like to live in there as distinct for or over and above do I get my medications on time. So that quality of life information will begin to be published. Now, that type of, if you like, peer review happens in all parts of life now, in hotels and airlines, and we think it's an important addition to the information currently available to consumers.
It's too late for people like Bella, who's decided to become her mother's carer because her trust in the industry has been irreparably damaged.
My advice is don't put them into care if you can avoid it. Please don't put them into care because it's going to be a torture journey to death.
Bella, ending Bridget Judd's report.